baby. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short the line.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. That'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak to work. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your man, Father Time, chilling, cool, and relaxing, and doing what I do. My man ain't going to be here this week. But as they say, the show must go on. Man, we're going to do things a little different this week, y'all. I'm going to do things differently. Fuck yeah. It's my show. We're going to have a special guest co-host tonight, y'all. We're going to let that be what's your name again?
You know who this is. You know who this is. It's Miss Bud. Right. How y'all doing? It's Tuesday night and I'm ready to get it in. Who's ready with me? This weather is hot tonight, you know. It got me thinking about them Sin City tees I can't wait to put on for the summer.
Like Kevin.
You know, that's the Atlanta shit. When you,
I felt like Kevin.
Yeah.
I felt like Kevin.
No, for real. What's going on right now?
I felt like Kevin.
In heaven at Javier. Presidential role, I declare. I don't care what they doing over there. Robin dreads and a ponytail. I thumb through the cash right in front of folks. AK on the yacht, that's my banana boat. South Florida for the winter, I got sunburn. Half you niggas with some suckers in the lunchroom. I don't care about the tats on your faces. Them bitches cost $15. I don't care about the pills that you take. Them bitches cost $15. I'm a rich nigga, I take rich drugs. Smoking gas and drinking lean in a strip club. Got too many kids to play with you niggas. I'm lost for words, nothing to say to you niggas. I got a Maybach, a Chevelle, a drop head, a Wraith, a Audi, Infinity. Got a tour bus as long as a fucking centipede. Got a Panamera, Dually, and a sling cap. And I'm capping, I'm capping, I'm capping. I put it in your face like a motherfucking napkin. Got me a Sprinter just to play the fucking game. At nighttime, I turn that bitch to the day. Two crosses on and they looking like, hey man. They looking at me like I'm paid, man. There's nothing much that I can say, man. Cause my actions speak louder than my fragrance.
Yeah. Like Kevin.
I felt like Captain.
All right, y'all, welcome back. That's the wackest song I ever heard. It was terrible.
I don't know what that was all about.
I have no idea. All right, y'all, like I said, I'm gonna turn the show over to Butter, so y'all be kind to her. All right, go ahead, Butter. It's your house.
All right, now, so I would like to start off with the email I received this weekend. And I have a friend who, she's in a relationship, right? But in her relationship, she done found, you know, little things to let her know that her dude is cheating on her. And yet, you know, she hasn't really called him, just little things. So she decided she's going to, you know, have her cake and eat it too also. So she ends up being a side chick. And yet she's mad because he has a side chick. Now, I don't know, what are the rules for this? I mean, can a man become a side piece or not considered a side chick, but does a man go through the same rules that a woman goes through? I don't even understand why they're still in a relationship, but she don't want to leave the relationship, but she likes her position as a side chick. She just doesn't like the fact that he has one.
So she got a boyfriend who she's obviously cheating on, and she's cheating on her boyfriend with a dude that's got a man woman.
Correct.
Retarded as hell to me.
Real retarded. Like, but
that's,
at the same time, the main situation is everybody has a side piece. Now, why have a side piece if you're in a relationship, one? Two, if you're going to have a side piece, how far do you go with that side piece?
I think you go as far as they let you go. You can only go as far as the other person lets you.
What's the purpose? I mean, if I hear all the time, you know, when a man cheats, it's because that woman is not fulfilling his desires in some way, shape, form, or fashion. But I know men who are treated like kings and still cheat. So what is the purpose for a side piece?
Hey, you talk to somebody. I ain't never had one. So, but I tell you what, though, I don't buy the fact that people cheat because they're not happy at home. I think some motherfuckers just do it because they can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you ain't not happy at home, you just fucking leave. Fuck, you got to go out there and cheat for. You know what I mean? I feel like this. If you got to cheat, you should be single. Point blank, you should be single.
That was my whole argument. But she said she doesn't want to leave him. And she has given him many opportunities to leave himself, and he doesn't want to leave her.
So she knows he's cheating. She knows for a fact that he's cheating.
She thinks she knows he's cheating. Like, you know, he works around women. You know, there's times where she feels that he's cheating with a coworker or something like that. But she never has had the proof. And she doesn't want to pay for it. I think it's petty. If you got to go pay for a private investigator, then you don't trust him at all. You need to leave the whole situation. But I just don't understand, because I remember watching Jerry one day, and this girl had a whole contract about what her duties were as a side chick. And I didn't know people took that shit seriously. Yes, a whole contract. So I'm just waiting to hear from, you know, others, their opinion, because it's blowing my mind.
Well, we got people listening. If you want to join the conversation, you got to push one. And if you're listening to us on the internet and you want to get in on the conversation, the number is 646-727-1283. You heard me? 646-727-1283. Now, let me ask you this. Has she ever asked a guy? Do you know if she ever asked him? Just flat out asked him, are you cheating?
I mean, she asks him, and he tells her no, that she's, delirious, and she's just jealous or insecure or whatever, but, I mean.
Maybe he's not cheating.
She might. I mean, she has every reason to assume. I mean, he's handsome. You know, he's he works a very nice job. So of course, you know, he has the opportunity. But if he's with you, you know, take that and you know, I guess
okay,
make it what it is. Make it what it is.
Let me get this. So she thinks he's cheating because he's handsome and he has a nice job.
And he works around the majority of women.
So that automatically makes her assume that he's cheating because he works around women. He's a nice looking guy with a good job.
Yes.
She's shallow as hell. She needs to be single. She's shallow as hell. I mean, come on. Just because a motherfucker look good with a nice job, you automatically think he's cheating? That's retarded. That is retarded as hell. Who does that?
Well, nah, I mean, that's always been the biggest argument. You know, men and women can't be friends, and all of these women are claiming to be his friends or his coworkers that he gets along with, and, you know, when it was an issue with her having male friends, it was a problem. So
for
I guess
him?
Now he works around women, and this is something he can't control, but it's a problem. So she solved the problem by being a side chick.
But she don't even got proof that the dude is cheating.
No.
So now she might be cheating, he might not be. But now she turn around cheating on him because she thinks he's cheating on her. So,
cheating.
Okay, well,
right,
I think
right.
He's cheating on you. You have no proof. You
I
ain't
mean,
caught him with
my
nobody.
Thing is,
you
if you've been
no
with
numbers,
somebody for
nothing.
A certain amount of time, you kind of know. You kind of know what's going on.
Well, no, there are professional cheaters out there.
Yes, it is. It is. It's a few.
It's yeah,
more
it's
than
a few. I know a few my damn self.
It's a few,
I know
a couple
professional cheaters.
I just don't know. I don't know. I mean, if it's that deep, why don't you just come to the other person and say, I would like to have an open relationship? I mean, the truth might hurt, but I'd rather you tell me the truth and hand me a tissue or than to lie to me and rub my back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can't go out and cheat because you think somebody else is cheating. You think somebody cheating on you, so you go out and cheat on them. You don't know if it's true. You don't have no proof. You have nothing. You're
nothing
just
at all.
He looked good, so he must be cheating because he looked good. That's no reason to go cheat on somebody.
It's not at all. I just
cheating at all.
That's what my thing was. It's like okay. I don't understand the purpose of a side chick because if it's like this, if this person, if you can't communicate and make this person understand that this is what they're doing to make you want to step outside and they can't fix that, then you need to walk away. But there are people who either allow their mate to have a side chick for the times that they don't want to do whatever or... Which, that means, you know, really, in my opinion, that's an open relationship. So, I don't know. Is it the definition of the word side chick, or am I just so old-fashioned? Because, to me, you just having permission to do what you do, you know?
Well, me, personally, I think if a woman is a side chick, I don't know, this might piss a lot of women off, but I really don't care. But I think if a woman is a side chick, I think she's demeaning herself. That's just me personally. You're demeaning yourself.
What about a man?
Same thing. he's demeaning himself too. I mean, you with somebody that
you find a woman attractive, and you know for a fact she's in a relationship, but she's just a 12 on your 10 Richter scale. She's a 12. You're not gonna be that side piece for her.
Anybody that knows me, know I'm not even going to go down that road. I'm not even going to entertain the idea. If I'm with somebody, I'm with that person. If you're with somebody, hey, have a good relationship. Peace out. You ain't single. I ain't fucking with you.
Right.
And anybody that know me knows that. That's the truth. I don't get down like that. Because I'm not going to demean myself, and I ain't trying to break up nobody's fucking happy house. Who the fuck am I? I just think you demean yourself. If you're a woman,
and
you
that's,
fucking
and
around
that's
with a man that you
know. Too, like, you know,
oh, hold on,
the
brother,
side
let me
chick.
Finish. Let me finish, brother. Let me finish.
Okay, I'm going to let you finish.
If you're a woman and you know for a fact that this dude got a girlfriend, a wife, whatever, significant other, I mean, then what type of woman does that make you?
Well,
you know this motherfucker got somebody else. What type of
maybe
what
she
kind
don't
of woman?
Want that
then how
do
you expect
package.
Him to respect you? Let's see, okay, how do you expect him to respect you? And then I go one better than that. You always think, you know, the side girl always think that he gonna leave his main woman for her. Why would he? He can't
well,
trust
I
you.
Mean, there are side chicks that don't want that whole package. That's why they say that they're side chicks, right? They don't want to be tied down in a relationship. They don't want to break up a happy home. They just want to be able to come and get what they want and go on about their business.
It
right?
always starts off like that till somebody catch feelings.
And it's always, somebody always catch feelings.
Somebody gonna catch feelings. Then what you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? All right, let's say, I'm married. I meet you. Right? I meet you. We start messing around. You know I'm married. I told you I was married.
Mm-hmm.
We start messing around. You constantly saying, you know, get with me, blah, blah, skippy. Okay, I end up getting a divorce. Me and my wife don't work out. Why would you think I'm going to make you my woman?
I mean,
you hear
honestly,
the fact that, do you really think I'm going to make you my woman? Would you really expect me to make you my woman?
I mean, I would never put myself in that situation because of the simple fact I wouldn't want to be your woman. If you can cheat on me with your wife, then why would I want you after you done left her? I mean,
exactly, and then I'm thinking the same
so
way.
So this is
if
why I'm saying with a side
with
chick,
me,
she ain't trying to break up no happy home. She's just trying to get a piece just like a man go out and get a piece when he cheating, right?
Right. Until feelings come in play.
So why does she lose
you can't
respect,
be a side chick
but a man
for 2 years.
Don't lose respect when he do the same thing?
Listen. You can't be a side chick for 2 years and don't expect no feelings to come in. If you've been fucking around this motherfucker for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, there's feelings there. Both of y'all
have feelings. I don't know if they've been messing around for that long.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just saying not particularly in their particular situation. I'm just saying in general. If we've been messing around for 2 years, even if we're single, we ain't even got to be cheating on each other. We single, but we've been messing around for 2 years. I got feelings for you. We may not be a couple, but I got feelings for you.
So
now if I'm attached to somebody else, you still catching feelings.
So this is my question for you.
Now you don't
want to
be the side piece. Huh?
This is my question for you then. If you're in a situation where you having intercourse with this person, you're not in a relationship with this person, but for 2 years you're being intimate, sharing yourself with this person, why not be in a relationship with that person?
That's a very good question. That's a very good question. Now, I don't have an answer. I don't know. If
I mean,
me,
because
be
I know people that are like, you know, friends with benefits and all of that, but I just can't. I don't know. I guess because my final destination is to, if I'm gonna be in a situation like that, I don't plan on being a buddy, a fuck buddy for too long. No. I can't. I don't know. I don't know. Is that the new thing, though? Is that the new trend?
I guess. But now let me ask you. Okay, you're in a relationship with somebody, and we start messing around. It's been year and a half, 2 years we've been messing around on the side. You telling me within those 2 years, even though you with somebody else, you're not going to have feelings for me?
Well, I can actually say I've been in a situation where...
Hold on, what's up, Mick? Hold on, but Mick, you push one, you ain't even talking.
Who, me?
Mick?
Oh, shit, what's up, y'all? I'm sorry.
Hey, Mick, how you doing?
I'm good, baby. But what's going on with you, baby?
Oh, we just sitting here chatting about a few things here, side chicks and relationships.
Yeah.
And
I was hearing that.
You
I
pushed
that
one, so
words.
You must got something to say.
My fault. But yeah, I'm with y'all on that side chick shit. I mean, I can't get it. That's why my relationship ended now. You know, that one I was just in recently when I reached out maybe a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker chose to go be a side piece. And you gonna leave home. If I'm with you, I'm with you. You know, point blank period. So, hey, now you want to come back home, but you can't bring your ass back here.
Okay.
So, you know,
was in a relationship with somebody. You was in a relationship with somebody, and that person had a side. That person was a side person, or they got a side person on you?
Okay. I'm going to put it like this. The person that they cheated with had a husband at home.
Wow.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So you stepped out of your marriage to come mess up my happy home, but then after that was all washed up, then you took your ass back home. And so now this motherfucker ready to run back, and it's not going to happen. So that side piece shit, if motherfuckers like it, I love it. I it couldn't be me, though.
I wouldn't take the ass back neither.
Side piece.
I wouldn't have took the ass back neither.
Hell no. And still trying to this day. But all I do is sit back and be like, okay, motherfucker, you chose to run. Now that motherfucker still end up with his wife.
You know what I'm saying? Run for us, run.
Yeah. But that's
I've been in a situation like that where, you know, I knew that he had another woman. But I didn't want to be in a relationship with him. You know what I'm saying? I was young. I was, you know, I was just like a spring chicken with my head cut off. I didn't know nothing about the real world. And I just wanted to try out a few things. And I didn't want nothing more from him. And what was so bad is that he lied about it. But he had a relationship. And I only saw him when I got ready to and spent time when I got ready to. But when it was all said and done, he caught feelings. I wouldn't have never actually said yes to him if it got to that point where he wanted to be with me and leave her. No, I wouldn't have been able to do that because, one, if you did it to her, you would do it to me.
True that.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Women don't recognize that. You know, they hold goals. When they see a motherfucker that they want, you know what I'm saying, they're going to do whatever they take to get them. Their whole goal is to get that motherfucker. Then when they get them, they get the motherfucker. They break up the house. Now he living with her, and now she don't trust him. Cause she thinking there's another woman doing the same shit that she was doing.
Right.
It's retarded to me.
It is. Me and a couple of coworkers, Father Time, just had this conversation like a week ago. I got a girl that worked with her. She's 32. She said she don't mind being a side piece, and I'm like, are you serious? She love it. She's like, that's all I go for.
Really?
I mean, I can. Yeah, she's with it.
And that's what
and
I was trying to find out.
No, we just got out
of the show.
Seven ways, but I wish I would have worked with her. Now, I would put her on the phone. She would tell you she's with that. She's like, I love that. I'm like, you don't mind? You know, she's like, no, I'll fuck with another, you know, chick, some husband, man. I'm like, wow, okay. No problem.
Wow, that is incredible. What is wrong with the world?
Women men as well, but I couldn't do it. Oh, I wouldn't do it.
I mean, I can't judge because I've done it, but I at the same time, I wasn't trying to break up no happy home. I wasn't trying to, you know what I'm
saying? Sure you was.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you
honey,
was.
I
was fucking
you
with
I
a motherfucker. If you was fucking with a motherfucker that got somebody at home and you knew that person got somebody at home, you was trying to fuck up the happy home. Otherwise, you wouldn't fuck with him. Because you knew his home was happy.
I didn't even live in the same city as he did, so no, I wasn't. I went and got what I wanted, and I went on about my business.
Wow.
So that's a totally different situation.
That's
my name is Buddy. He got stuck on that little dab. You know what I'm talking about. I gave him a little dab, and I told him, a little dab, but do you? But he didn't believe me.
Okay.
I feel butt on that because, like, when I was younger, I said, like, I feel butt on what she's saying. When I was younger, I said, okay, I might have did my little dirt and maybe, you know, knew somebody was with somebody and still say, fuck it, I'm going for it. You know, I didn't catch no feelings. They call feelings, oh, well, I'm sorry, you know, this is what I do. But I say, now that I'm older, I was like, no, I can't, I wouldn't even relive that. No way.
Right.
I couldn't. You know, so I feel butt
on. You wouldn't even do it when you was younger.
Huh?
You wouldn't even do it when you was younger. I said you wouldn't even do it when you was younger. You
I mean, she
American.
Might have. If she didn't, she might have.
No, no,
hold
on, brother.
You never know what
hold,
you do
hold,
when you're young.
Hold on for a second, brother. You remember Great America?
Nah.
I'm talking to me. You remember Great America?
Oh, there you go.
Yes
there
or no? It's a yes
go.
Or no question.
Yeah,
do you remember Great America, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
You remember? Okay, you remember that night after Great America?
Yes, sir.
I've seen. I remember. I vaguely remember some. You know, Renee was there. I remember that.
Yeah.
You don't remember that night, huh? Oh, okay.
I remember that night.
Okay. All right, go ahead, bud.
All right. All right. I guess I don't need to know. So anyway,
you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, so I'm gonna go on to another little subject here, though. It has to do with appearances. Okay, you in a relationship? Would you prefer? And this is for both men and women. Would you prefer your mate to have their hair done, well-groomed, nails done, make full makeup, you know what I'm saying, dressed all the time, or would you prefer for them to be all natural, you know what I'm saying, no makeup, you know what I'm saying, even afro or dreads or not even that, just a regular perm, no makeup, nothing.
All right, Mickey, you go first.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I could take it. I would take it either way. How I met you, evidently was something. You know what I'm saying? There, me as my, I don't do the makeup thing. I wear frayed. I'm just a plain Jane, if that's what you want to call me. And you know, if a motherfucker catch my eye, and they like what they see, evidently they like just what I don't have to be all dressed up and smelling good and this and that. You know what I'm saying? So either way, it worked for me. So I can just, like I say, either way, I don't know how to put it.
It's just like you're saying, if you met her all dressed up and, you know what I'm saying, that kept your eye then, you know. So if she, like, say if you met her all dressed up and she's from head to toe and for the first 30 days she's all that, and then she come out one day and she wearing all, rocking all natural and no makeup, and she looks, like, totally different. I mean, how you going to feel?
I would probably like to have the question.
I'll answer.
Okay, go ahead, first time.
Go ahead, man.
No, I say I would have to question that because, okay, huh?
No, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I say I would have to question that because, like you said, after 30 days, now is this the way you always been? The way I see you at 30 days later, is that your appearance all the time? Or just some of the time.
Right.
Is it
a,
you know what I'm saying?
Was she trying to tease you? Did she have a plot for you?
Right, you know, it makes you think, like, okay, damn, if this, okay, I met you like 3 weeks ago and you was, oh man, this and that, and then now I see you as this person. So, you know, if I'm all dressed up, I'll tell you, okay, I'm just out tonight, this ain't how I just call the time. You don't break it down. You know, I go down into my plain Jane looks. But I'm just out and about it. You know what I'm saying? Let me know. Give me a taste of something.
Right. So what about you, Father Time?
Well, me personally, I prefer natural. You know, I don't like, my wife doesn't wear makeup now, so makeup don't really bother me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you got it on or not. It don't really matter. I prefer you, you know. A little makeup is okay, but if you don't want to wear none, that's fine too. But if I meet you and you dressed up for church, then that's how I want to see you all the time, dressed up for church. You know what I mean? I meet you, you dress up for church, then we go out the next day, you know what I'm saying? You look like you just came from the gym. That's a problem. You know what I'm saying? Which one am I getting? The gym version or the church version? You know what I mean?
So you scared she might have alter egos and different personalities in this piece.
Exactly. Mm. At least tell me. You know, like I tell her, I tell her one in a heartbeat. I don't wear suits. I'm not a suit guy. You know, I'm happy with some gym shoes. That's some jogging pants. That's me. That's how I dress all the time. That's me. You know what I'm saying? So if you meet me in a suit, I'm probably on my way to a job interview or something. But this ain't how I dress all the time. I'm letting you know that now. I'm wearing some jogging suits and some N1s. That's me all day.
So is it an old myth to assume that if you meet a man and his shoes are all tumbled over or he's not dressed or neatly groomed, that he's a good or a bad person? Is it safe to say that that's a myth now?
I don't believe that. Motherfucker just be coming from work. He got on his shoes. You know what I'm saying? I hear a lot of women always say, like, I ask a lot of women, you know, when you meet a guy, what's the first thing you look at? They say his shoes. I don't want to, why are you looking at it? What does a man's shoes tell you about him? Can anybody answer that?
I mean, back in the day, I can say, it told you a lot, you know.
Okay, what does it tell you? Please tell me. Please inform me.
How it tells you whether or not they take care of themselves, if they're wearing shoes that, how old they, how long they worn them, in my opinion, if you wearing some old beat up raggedy gym shoes and your hands ain't dirty, you ain't got paint on you, you know what I'm saying, you don't look like you came from, then that's not, you shouldn't be even approaching me.
Wow. That is crazy. That is crazy. I could be a millionaire wearing some old beat up ass shoes. And you would
beat
never
up
know.
Ass shoes. I mean, no, I'm saying like you, I mean, these shoes are like, you, they look like really bad, and you might look like you have an odor coming from you or something. But if you don't look like you just got off work, and you looking like that, then what have you been doing with your life? I
well,
like
maybe,
a well-dressed
you know
man. I mean I can say that.
You know what, Bob?
I
understand. Hold on, I understand everything you're saying. But maybe, just maybe, this particular day I ran into you, maybe I was late for work. I just jumped up and grabbed the first pair of shoes I could see, threw them on, got my ass out the house, got to work. Now I'm off work. I'm at the liquor store. You at the liquor store. I'm looking at you. And then you're going to diss me, turn me down. You ain't going to give me no rhythm because I was late for work and just happened to grab a fucked up pair of shoes that day.
If it
really?
Was meant for me and you to meet, we going to meet on a term where you got on some better shoes. Yes.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
You heard
that's a beautiful baby. Answer. That's a beautiful answer.
Thank you.
You should be running for president. That's a great answer. I'm serious. You should be running for president. You'd give Trump a run for his money.
I'm telling
that's
you.
That's a very
that's,
good answer.
But for real, I think that you know, when you're presenting yourself to somebody, you want to be, you know, of course you want to look, you want to look authentic, you want to look, you know, your best, but at the same time, you want them to know that you are real, that of course, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to put on a girdle that brings my waist in like 4 inches and then you come over 2 days later and I got a, you know what I'm saying, a muumuu on and you like, you look like, you know, Nicki Minaj 2 days ago. No, I'm not going to, I'm not for that kind of foolery. But
so you go from Nicki Minaj to looking like Precious.
I'm not literally, no, but you know what I look like. But you know, there are
I'm
people
saying,
who,
though,
that there are
if
people.
If I met
who,
you and you look like Nicki Minaj, then you invite me over for dinner and you looking like Precious, that's a problem.
and there are some people that can do that. There are a lot of things out here. They got the girdles that will move your ribs around and, you know, have you looking like. Yeah. I mean, really, you know, they have those things on the news now. They're saying that they're dangerous for your health because they're moving your insides around in places that they shouldn't be. But then you look good in that dress though, and who's gonna worry about their insides or looking good at the number one party?
You got all that stuff on, right? Because you're trying to go out there and get that special guy. You know what I mean? You got the little girdle thing going. You got the super extra push-up bra on, all that good shit. What you think he going to say when you take all that shit off? Now he's
I'm pretty sure he will be mad, highly upset.
Matter
I'm pretty sure he would
word.
Be highly upset. I would be highly upset, like, honestly. I would be highly upset myself, but there are a lot of people are being fooled when they go to the club. They could be fooled when they go on their first date. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, even with the little Facebook things where they teach tortudios, I can't get it out. Been drinking, forgive me, but, you know, I'm not going to even try to say it, but they teach you how to put on makeup, okay? Now, these women
The tutorial.
They have like skin pigmentations or scars, or they're really, really dark, right? And
okay.
by the time they put that makeup on, they look like a totally different person. I mean, it's beautiful. The makeup is beautiful, but their skin complexion, everything, you would never think they're as dark as they are, or they have this problem with acne or scars in their face, because they get like seven, I don't know how many layers of makeup, but it doesn't even look like they got that much makeup on. I like to look good, but I'm not about to spend an hour in a mirror just to put on makeup. I can't.
Oh, don't come to me with all that shit on. Just be natural, because, I mean, as soon as you take your girdle off, I mean, you know what I'm saying, we in the bedroom, we do our thing, I'm watching you undress, I'm looking like, wait a minute. You know what I mean? You need scissors to cut the shit off of you because the shit's so fucking tight. I'm like, hold on.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
That's my reaction.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
yeah.
my reaction. I mean, ain't nothing real about you. Everything
some
is
women spend
everything.
They do that. That's their life. That's everyday thing for them. I don't see how you wake up and you have to do all of that before you hit the snow. Come on now.
If it takes you an hour to put your makeup
they
on,
they wake
yeah,
up at 4:30. Got to be at work at 7, but
yeah.
they wake up at 4:30 to get it together every day.
Yeah. And
2.5 hours just to go to work?
Well,
you got to get
mean,
up 2.5 hours to get ready for work?
They got to get that weave in place, get that makeup together. You know, I'm not hating. I'm not hating because, you know, they look beautiful. They look beautiful, but I like to sleep, and I like to get all of the rest that I can. You know what I'm saying? And I thank
so
God.
So do
that.
I.
The way I look, because I don't have to take an extra hour to put on makeup. You know, I put on my little makeup, and if I decide to wear makeup, it ain't gonna take no hour. Ooh. Because all I gotta do is put on like
I mean,
a little lip gloss
saying.
On these lips. You know what I mean? And I'm good.
If you can get up at 4:30 in the morning, looking like precious. And by the time your ass get ready for work, you looking like Beyonce? Shit. That's a problem.
Honey,
I mean,
you would be surprised. You would be surprised. I watched he was dressed in regular clothing and become a Catwoman, Beyonce, in right before my eyes on a tutorial on Facebook. It surprised me. There's a lot of things that have been surprising me lately.
That would fuck my head up. That would scar me for life. I wouldn't trust no woman. You really look like that? Because I saw some shit on Facebook. The motherfucker transferred their whole face and body. You know, I mean, I want to see a picture of you.
So if you date a woman with makeup, how long before you would ask her, could I see you without the makeup? I want to see you all natural.
Oh, it'd be very soon for me. Very soon. Second, third date, I want to see you natural. I want to see what you really look like.
What about
makeup
you,
has a lot. Makeup had a lot of shit. It has everything,
yeah,
to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It has your whole fucking, like you say, you come out looking like a different person with makeup on.
It can contour your face to a different shape and everything. It can make your nose look thinner and a lot of things.
You know what I would do? You know what I would do? I would invite you to go to the gym with me. Let's go work out. You don't need to wear no makeup when you're working out. You ain't got to put on that girdle. You ain't got to put on that push-up bra. Let's go work out. Let's go to the gym. I got a free pass. You know what I'm saying? Let's go run a treadmill, and I'm going to see what you really look like. Fuck all that slick trying to hide shit. I mean, sooner or later, a man's going to see you butt-ass naked. Sooner or later, he going to see you butt-naked. And he going to see what you look like in the morning. Because sooner or later, either you're going to spend the night at his crib or he going to spend the night at your crib. Sooner or later. So he going to know what you might as well do the shit up front.
How soon would you prefer that to be, Father Time?
Early. I want it as early as possible in a relationship.
I'm saying, like, how long would you wait to be able to become intimate with that person? How long would
you
wait?
As soon as she give me that. How long would I wait? I'd wait about. I've actually waited. I waited 6-7 months before.
Wow! No way, Father.
Yeah,
huh?
I think it was like 6.5 months.
Wow! Let me give you a hand clap for that. Clap.
I know, right?
All right now. How about you, man?
I'm not even going to lie. My last, oh, God, I don't even want to tell y'all this. But my last relationship, we met maybe like the first night. Okay, we met, and then we talked on the phone for maybe a week, and then we went out maybe like 7 days into meeting each other, and we slept together. And I didn't mean it, but we wound up being together for, 4 years? So, you know, people be like, oh, that's too early. You know, that's too soon. But, hey, I mean, it's based on how you feeling about this person. You know what I'm saying?
So you did him on the first date?
You say what?
You did him on the first date?
Yeah.
Is that?
But.
So, okay.
We were together.
No, wait a minute now.
Then
you said you met him, y'all talked on the phone for a week, right?
Yeah,
then y'all decided to go on a date.
Yeah.
Y'all went on a first date. Then after the first date, that same night you gave it up.
Yeah.
Use a hoe.
Wow, right? Really? Wow, that's not bad. But
he, you can't say that though. You cannot say that though.
Right,
honestly, I mean, I want to say every relationship that I was in, once I gave it to him, it was a relationship. They didn't go nowhere. I mean,
exactly. I can see if you just fucked it. Okay, the next day, we ain't seen each other in months and months, and down the line, holler back at me. No, it was a relationship after that.
Right. I mean.
So, I mean, what you call
in
that?
In your mind, it was a relationship. Was it a relationship in their mind?
And they mad.
You set yourself
like,
up for that one.
Oh, wow.
Brother, you on my side.
You
know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. You know.
That's why I kept repeating it, because I was looking for the sound bite. That's why I kept repeating it. It was. I had to hurry up and find that one.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
But it was a relationship.
I mean, because that happens sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
That happens sometimes. You know, you meet them and it ends up being way more than, you know.
Right.
You might have went into it thinking that you was going to be a hoe that night. But, you know.
Right.
I mean, I think that, you know, the older you get, you know, when you're younger, you know, you might try to play the game of let me see how long I can make him wait, or you might just go ahead and give it to him and think, you know, he ain't going to go nowhere once he get it. But when you get older, you ain't got all that kind of time to be playing games no way. You find out a lot of information in the beginning. You might make them wait, but I mean, ain't nobody waiting a whole year.
No.
I agree. As you get older, you be like, you're right. You're absolutely correct when you say, as you get older, you don't you don't have time for all that kind of shit. You know, is we gonna do it or what?
You know, you basically know when you after that first couple of dates, you know what your purpose is. Are we dating, or is it gonna get serious? And if it's gonna get serious, then you know this is what it is. But the whole. I'm just, you know, I'm going to give him, what is it, what was it, Steve Harvey, the 90-day rule?
Oh,
no, I'm not, no. that's 9 days, that's way too long. That's way
you
too
did,
long.
You did 90 days times two, so.
I was younger then, though. I was young and dumb. Now? I just walk up to
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
Now play that song for you. You? Uh-huh.
Right. Go ahead and play that.
Okay.
Go ahead and play it because you just told on yourself.
Okay.
I'm just saying. This 2016. Motherfucker, ain't nobody waiting. The kids ain't even waiting.
Well, I mean, I know this is going to be a shocker once this comes out of my mouth. And I'm kind of glad it's coming out of my mouth while Kaz is not on here because I know he would have something to say. But for the next person that I get with, I'm not going to give them a little dab at all. They're going to have to wait because, you know, it gets in the way and they get stuck. And then, you know... So they're going to have to wait because I need to know where their mind is at completely.
Mm-hmm.
You can know somebody for a long time and then they have all of these other things that you find out about them, but mentally you don't know that they ain't got it all. I don't want to have to go through that.
How long are you making them wait? How long are you making them wait?
Oh, shit. I mean, probably longer than 90 days.
And if he wants his brother bad enough, he's going to wait around for it. Please.
I'm pretty sure he will.
Okay, there you go.
I'm pretty sure.
Ain't nobody waiting no 90 days.
If you want, if you really coming to me telling me that you want the same things that I want, then you'll wait 90 days.
Exactly.
Nobody's waiting 90 days nowadays.
Yes, they will, too.
Would you wait 90 days?
Ain't nobody.
Huh?
Me?
Oh, who are you talking about?
You. I said, would you wait 90 days for me?
Yeah.
See?
Father Town, would you wait 90 days for me?
90 days?
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
You a damn fool, boy.
That's 3 months. That's a long time.
I mean, I wouldn't mind you, you know, go ahead and take care of yourself, but as long as you waiting.
Yeah, if you want that person and you're feeling that person, you're going to wait around for it. I am. Me personally, I will.
90 days is long. That's a long time to wait. I mean, what do you expect me to do while I'm waiting?
I expect you to get to know me, get to know everything about me, and I get to know everything about you, get to know people that you care about, and... introduce you to my kids if I feel like it's necessary, if I feel like it's going to go that far. If I feel like the more I feel like it's going to go far, the more I'll introduce you to my life. But then, you know, if I feel like, okay, well, this is a nice person to, get, you know, be around, but this ain't the one, then I'm going to let you know, and you ain't got to wait. I'm going to let you know. It ain't going nowhere.
No, I'm gonna,
exactly.
I'm going to let you know.
You better take your ass to the store with that.
But it's a lot of things you can do in 90 days. You just ain't got to have sex. There's so much other
right.
shit you can do.
There's
like
so
what?
Many things you can do.
Yeah,
I mean, first of all,
you
can't spend, you can't spend
so
the
movies.
Whole 90 days with me because you have a
Thank
job. You have a job, and you had a life before you met me, so I don't expect for you to just stop everything. So the time that you spend with me is just going to be quality time. It's going to be quality time with me, quality time with my kids, quality time with my friends, same with you. But when it's all said and done, you ain't getting between these legs until I know that this is what you want for sure. And this is not just a game or a temporary satisfaction type situation.
Yeah,
because
if that's
well,
what you're
hey,
looking for, take your ass
home. You well, you know what I'm gonna be looking for?
Hey, where are the white women at?
Oh God!
I mean,
that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. I mean, I've just I've come to that point in my life. You know what I'm saying? You might find somebody that might give it to you before 90 days is up. But in my life, I'm just not. I'm not in the mood for all of the. Lies that the men tell. I'm not and I know you over there choking right now, but men lie so much. It's ridiculous.
You ain't lying, boy, I swear.
I mean,
somebody told y'all wrong.
I
grew up with nothing but guys. I grew up with guys.
And I hung around nothing but guys. So.
Oh, my God. Me too, brother.
Men lie so much. And they gossip just like women. We're probably even worse. So when it's all said and done, I want to be able to know that it's 100% on both ends. Because I know what I'm worth, and I know this cooch right here, baby. Like I told you before, it had you balled up in a fetal position sucking your thumb, so I don't want to, keep wasting it on the wrong people, you know what I mean?
You ain't got to worry about wasting it if you're making a motherfucker wait 90 days, because he's going to move the fuck on.
And thank you for moving on, baby. Thank you for moving on. So the new person, the right person, can find their way on over here.
Okay. As soon as he hear that 90-day shit, he's going to be like, yeah, time to move on.
Yes, time to move on. Deuces. I mean, and if it gets to the point where I end up single for the rest of my life, then guess what? I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be happy.
Well, that might be in your future. You talking about making a motherfucker wait 90 days.
I'm pretty sure. I'm dealing with somebody who is on my level, then they can handle 90 days. They can probably handle more than 90 days.
If I meet you, right? I meet you. I introduce you to my boys and shit. Introduce you. Go out with me and the homies every once in a while. You talk about that 90-day shit. My friends ask me, yo, man, what happened to old girl? Man, she talking about waiting 90 days.
I kicked her country ass through the cave.
And they would have been like, man, you stupid. I would have waited them 90 days. What's her number?
No, you must didn't hear me.
No, I heard you.
I kicked her country ass through the cave.
Yeah. Okay.
Shit, ain't none of the homies going to fuck with you neither because they ain't waiting no 90 days neither.
I wouldn't want to fuck with none of your homies, but I'm just saying, like, when it's all said and done, if it's somebody out there for everybody, I was put on this earth. I wasn't, all of this luscious beautifulness was not put on this earth to be alone. So when the time is right, the right one will come. It might be Mr., you know. I don't know.
Nigga, please.
I don't know.
I feel you, man. I'm with you on that one. Because that's what I'm working on.
I'm not. I'm
well,
not.
I am.
How come you can't feel? I just don't understand. What are you
90
so,
days is a long time. This is 2016.
90 days is
nobody's waiting 90 days.
Okay, you have
well,
been
I mean,
single
well, go
for 90
days.
Days
and tell me it ain't a long time.
Have you been single for 90 days and wasn't able to get in any?
No.
Oh, so you just such a pimp.
I'm not
so.
Waiting on 9 days. Are you talking?
No,
if
I'm saying
single,
like, have you been in a
days,
situation where you were single for 3 months, and wasn't able to get any?
No, I've never been in that situation.
Oh, okay.
I mean, shit, you got the chat line, the party line. Jeez, prostitutes.
S-A-D after
you gotta wait 90 days.
You won't look at that same process.
S-A-D after S-T-D.
Okay. By the time they're talking shit, I don't hear what you said tonight.
I'm just saying, it's too many options out there to wait on one person. It's way too
that's
many options
true,
to wait on one person.
But that person is quitting now, really.
If that person is, if you feel like that person is worth it, sincerely from your heart, then you're going to wait.
Okay,
you're going to wait.
Yes, you will. Yeah.
Because, look, what if you get with that person and at your age, 10, 20 years down the line, or say you get sick and you start having issues where you can't make love to this person. Them 90 days that you spent getting to know that person and having fun with that person without being intimate, you will have that for the rest of your life. But if you start your relationship off and you got stuck with in that butter juice and can't get out, and then you can't use your peace no more, then what you gonna do?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
You know I ain't lying. You know I ain't lying.
I ain't waiting 90 days, I know that. I'm not waiting 90 days.
Okay.
I mean, ask yourself, if you go to jail for 90 days, that's a long-ass damn time. And that's basically when you're in jail. You might as well be in jail
no,
if you
not.
Ain't getting none.
No, it's not.
You might as well be. It's the same thing.
No, it's not. In jail, you stuck.
You're enjoying yourself. You're getting home cooked
exactly.
meals. You're going out to the show. You're going out
thank
to concerts.
You,
you getting to know people that you wouldn't have known if you didn't know this person. All kind of things could happen. I just don't understand how if you can't get it in 90 days. So, like, for a man, you're saying that if the cooch is like the main attraction to the woman,
I'm not saying
you can't
it's
have that,
but you got needs. A man got needs.
He's not going to die if those needs are not fulfilled in 3 months.
Right, because he's going to get them from somebody else. While you counting on those 90 days, I'm going to be chilling down the street somewhere waiting on the 90th day. And I'll come back around the 90th day. Hey, what's happening? It's 3 months.
Okay.
What's up? I'm just saying.
But by the time he got those 3 months humping that other woman, then he's going to have feelings for that woman, right? So why would he waste his time coming back to me?
But I'm
after
saying,
3 months.
Okay, you make me wait 90 months, then we finally do it, then I don't even like it. It wasn't even worth the wait. Then what?
You full of shit.
Well,
saying,
I figure like
what
this,
do now?
Within 90 days,
what
within
do
90 days, you're going
to
figure out whether you like that person enough on all the other levels. So, because I have a friend who I had this conversation with, and she said that they waited like 3.5 months, and it was more than 90 days because one of them were out of town for an extended period of time. So she said that she loved everything about them. They were on the same page and everything, but sexually, it was things about him that she did not like, and it was irritating, and she had to think, am I willing to lose, like, the best thing that could happen to me over a few things that I can probably teach him? So she stayed with him and taught him how to please her. And now she's happy.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I think every woman should tell a man that. That's just me personally. Otherwise, you have a man think he's doing something.
But now, let me ask you this. Actually, let me ask both of y'all this. As far as the 90-day thing goes, so are you telling me that it would take you 3 months to get to know me? Because y'all saying, well, after 90 days, you know, you really know that person and all that bullshit. It don't take no 90 days to know somebody.
It depends. It might not even be the fact that it takes 90 days for you to know somebody, because you can Google somebody and find out a lot of information about them there. But you can find out. But there also
so
comes in time with where, like say in my situation, I have children. So I have obligations and situations that I might not be able to spend time with my significant other. He might be working when I'm free, and I might be doing something with my children when he's free. So, you know.
Well, there's always a Snooty Fox. We can always hook up at the Snooty Fox for 20, 30 minutes. You got 20, 30 minutes in your day. You got 20 minutes in your day. Everybody got 20 minutes in their day. So what's your next excuse? Because I got something. Every excuse you give, I got a counter for it.
Okay.
What's your next one?
I mean, it's called patience. If you ain't got it, then you ain't got it. And for me, I have 2 children. I am an older woman with, yes, 2 little babies, yes. 39 years old, and my baby just turned 3. So you have to have patience. You know, most men my age and or older are, their kids are grown now. So coming into a situation
okay,
where
your,
somebody.
Huh? How old is your son? How old is
He's
your
3.
Son?
My youngest son is 3. My oldest son is 21.
How old is your oldest?
Okay, 21.
There's a babysitter. There's your babysitter.
No,
my
oldest son, first of all, has his own apartment and his own lifestyle, his own jobs. You know, my son makes money, honey. He works all the time.
We can always drop the baby off. We can always drop the baby off. At your son's house, what's your next one? See, whatever the will, there's a way.
There are sometimes that there's no way or no will or no way.
No, I disagree. Well, there's a will. If you want something bad enough, you're going to find a way to get it.
Okay, like I said, if there's a situation where you want to spend time with me and I can't get a babysitter, then you're going to have to get to know my kids. But if we hadn't got to know each other good enough, then that's a day that we're going to have to chop up as a loss, because I have to get to know you better enough to say that I can bring you around my kids.
I'm moving on. I tried.
Well, that's exactly why.
You're making up every excuse not to get with me.
No.
First, you got to get to know me. Then you ain't got no babysitter. Next time, you can be talking about, well, I got to cut the grass. I mean, come on, I'm painting.
There are a lot of things that come with life that you have to deal with. And if you're patient, you can deal with it. If you're not, then you can't. And for me, I want a man who's patient. And so that would answer my question right there, and I would be very happy for you to move along. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, if you find a motherfucker that's willing to wait 90 days, then you make sure you keep that motherfucker.
Okay. Because
he's special.
I bet he is. But, you know, there are times where you meet somebody and you connect, and it don't take 90 days. So I'm not saying that everything has to be that way, but that's what I'm looking for right now. I'm not looking to, you know, hook up on that first date or whatever. Anyway.
I mean, why not? I don't understand why. I mean, if you're sexually attracted to somebody, why not sleep with them? Who cares if it's the first date, the third date, the tenth date? If you're attracted to him, what's wrong with just going and sleeping with him? I don't understand it.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it. I didn't say it was nothing wrong. There was something wrong with it. I said, as for me right now, if I am looking for a relationship, that person is going to. If I want some penis, I know where to get it. I don't have to wait a day, 24 hours. I don't have to do that. I can get it when I want it. Please believe me, but what I'm saying is, if I'm looking for it to be in a relationship and settling down and getting all of that, then they're going to have to wait to get to know me intimately, because you can get to know me intimately and get hypnotized. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I ain't got the patience to be waiting. It's 2016. Shit, world might blow up tomorrow.
Looks like he will never understand what I'm saying, but do you?
I got you, brother.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Keep talking shit.
Great America. That's what I'm going to start calling you from now on, Great America.
That's what you're going to call me.
Me and Renee talked about that shit the other day. I was like, yeah, man, it did me dog ass dirty. Well, it's cool.
Shit the fuck. We was young,
so it's cool. I ain't tripping. I was tripping then, but I ain't tripping now.
Don't pay him no attention, man.
No.
You talking shit.
I'm just fucking with you. You did do me dirty that night, though, but it's all good, though.
We still had fun out there.
Say what? I didn't have no fun.
You didn't have no fun?
I had no fun.
Dang,
my night was
okay.
Fucked up. I don't know about yours, but my night was
life
fucked
was
up.
Good.
I'm pretty sure it was. Could have been better, but it is what it is. Sorry, buddy. That's a little inside thing. Sorry. You wasn't
I
there
see,
that night, so
I
you
see.
Wouldn't
it's
going to
be all right, though. Let me hand you a Kleenex.
I know,
it's
huh?
It's going to be all right.
He talking.
I cussed her ass out that night, buddy. I cussed her ass out. In my head, in my mind, to Renita, I was cussing shit out of her. Fuck her, man. That's some bullshit.
That helped you put a wall up.
Yep. She scarred me for life. That's why I don't let nobody in now.
Oh.
Get out of here.
Oh, you have to let that go, Father
that
Time.
Night,
you have to let it go. So
nah,
I I was on YouTube the other day, right? And I seen Kevin Gates talking about he was a part of the Eatin' Booty Gang. Can somebody please explain to me what that means? Because the preference, eating booty, I mean, I know a lot of men eat booty, but and they say that they don't, you know. It's just
well,
like, you know,
how
they used to lie and
don't.
Say they lick cooch and they don't, you know, they don't do that, but they do. They been eating cooch, but, you know, you've never
I
did
never
what?
Done it.
You never licked booty or coochie.
She said did what?
I ain't never eat no ass.
Oh, okay.
I ain't
I'm
never done
it
ever in
I was
my life.
Say, don't you ever say you ain't never ate no coochie, because she was alive. You was a grown-ass man, and you ain't never put your tongue
oh,
on
Oh, I ain't got no
something
problem
with
admitting
you.
That.
Oh, okay.
Like
okay, I was going to say now.
But I don't get down with that. I don't get down with that eating that ass shit. I'm not with all that. It's you know what I'm saying? It's... You know, people say you should try everything at least once, but that's some shit I'm not never going to try.
What if you put her in a tub and you clean her all the way down and everything?
I don't give a shit. I nope. Not going to happen.
Hell no.
Oh.
That shit's not going to happen. I'm not doing it.
No.
I am not doing it. I've never had it done to me, and I've never done it, so...
What would you do if she flip you over and gave you a massage and then start licking the crack of your ass? How would you feel?
I have no idea. Never had it done. Now, if it was my wife, we'd be getting a divorce the next day. I'm not kissing your ass now.
What? No, quit lying.
I'm dead serious.
You wouldn't let your wife do it?
Hell no. I'm not going to kiss you after that shit. That marriage is over.
My chest, my stomach, my chest and my stomach. No, he did not just say that. It was a divorce the next day. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He really said that. Wait a minute. This woman... Is your wife your ride or die for the rest of your life, and you would divorce her for licking your ass?
If she did that shit, we'd be done. Because I cannot consciously ever kiss you again. We would never ever kiss again.
You
just lick my ass. You lick my asshole.
Your ass is, should be clean.
And you want
though,
me to
so...
kiss you? I don't give a fuck.
I mean, you
pee
out of your penis. Pee and urine and semen comes out of your penis, and you expect that to be sucked on. Pre-cum comes out of it. You expect that to be sucked on. Then why is it a problem to that she would?
Because that's
and
like eating
her
a
after
a
that.
Shit sandwich. I might as well shit and put it on some bread.
Oh no! Shit sandwich.
Oh my goodness! So I mean, does this whole thing that I'm seeing on YouTube now about like the Eat Booty Gang and all of that? Are they talking about eating booties of females or men?
I don't know. I don't push it.
What do you say?
He knows
what do you
his
think?
Cousin. You didn't hear about that?
What?
Dude is fucking his own cousin. He was fucking his cousin. He didn't know it was his cousin at first. Found out it was his cousin at a family reunion or wherever they was at. Somebody in his family said, "That's your cousin." And he said he gonna keep fucking because of pussy good. His own cousin. Blood cousin.
I mean, wow.
I ain't talking about that second, third, fourth remove. This is his blood cousin. And he said he going to keep fucking her because the pussy good. I don't respect none of that dude.
Wow. On something for real. Like, that has to have been a joke. That is crazy.
No,
that, is,
that shit was real. That shit was all over the internet, everywhere. Everywhere you look. I mean, he got on, he's on videotape talking about it. He did an interview.
Yeah,
saying,
he was on YouTube talking about he loves eating booty. He part of the eating booty gang. And I'm just like, okay, what booties is you talking about? You know, because, you know, we have gay rappers out here. We have, you know, gay men who are openly gay now. So are you talking about eating booty from men or women? I don't know if this
probably
is a
both.
New thing.
It's probably both.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, eating ass is not new. That motherfucker's been doing that shit for years.
Mm-hmm.
It's like trendy now, but that shit's been going on for years.
Yes, I do know that I've experienced it in my lifetime. And
yeah, are you still with him? Hell no. That's my point. That's my point right there.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. That ain't got nothing to do with why we not together.
Man.
No more, but
any woman lick my ass is the last time she ever see me. We ain't got shit to talk about. I don't give a fuck how good that shit feels.
What about stick your finger in
there? Oh, Lord. She might have you speaking in tongues and you ain't going to speak to her the next day, huh?
Nope, I ain't got nothing to say to her ass.
Oh, my.
Get your shit breath smelling ass away from me. I mean, come on.
So you basically saying your ass is shitty and stanky because she wouldn't
shit comes out
with
of
her.
It.
Okay, but if it is clean,
I don't,
and
you,
she
you
loves
can't
you,
clean it good enough for me. You can't clean it good enough for me. I don't care if you scrub it till it starts bleeding. I'm still not doing it. It would never be clean enough for me, ever. Shit, I don't ride with it. I can't do it. I don't know about everybody else. I know it's a lot of motherfuckers that do it. I just can't do it. Me personally, and if you ask me, I'm gonna tell you no. If you don't want to fuck with me, then that's fine. But I'm not doing it. I don't give a fuck who you is. Now, everybody know I got a huge, huge, huge crush on Halle Berry. But if she asks me to do that shit, fuck her too. I ain't doing it. So if I wouldn't do Halle Berry, you best believe I ain't going to do no regular one. That shit ain't happening.
Say so you ain't going to be able to do it.
I'm not doing
not
it.
Even
I don't care who you is. I'm not doing it. That shit ain't happening.
Kissing
I
and grabbing
even respect myself the next day. Kissing? I'm not kissing your ass neither. You want me to kiss your ass cheeks? I might as well lick your ass. I'm not doing it. I mean, come on, think about it. You in the middle of it, and somebody said you tell you to kiss my ass. What? What'd you just say? I mean, think about it. But it's very trendy. Everybody's doing it.
Everybody's doing it. They are, and but I just
and my
don't
wife.
Know, like. Are they doing it because it's trendy, or is it just ain't nobody shamed about they what they doing in the bedroom no more, you know? Because it used to be, you know, you'd be a lady in the streets and a freak in the bed, but now it's, you know.
You just a freak everywhere.
Everywhere. And I just, you know, I mean, because I can't say, I ain't going to sit here and lie and say I didn't like how it made me feel. And I didn't break up with him or walk out the room or nothing the next day. I was very appreciative. But,
did you kiss him? Did you kiss him?
Yes.
Right after you got done?
No.
See?
I mean, I could say this. I don't know what I did. I might have because we had wild, passionate sex that night. And we also had
which involved a lot of kissing.
And it involved, also involved a long, luxurious bath. I was clean. He was clean from head to toe. A massage and all of that liquor, and then it just popped off, and it was beautiful. I can close my eyes.
So you can actually tell the world. You can actually tell the world. You personally know how your ass tastes.
I can actually tell you that I have received that pleasure. Yes, I can tell you I received that pleasure. I don't remember what it tastes like, but you know, I'm pretty sure.
Do you remember giving it back? You remember doing him, or you forgot that part?
No, I don't. I know that didn't happen.
See, that's what I'm saying. If I did do it, why would I do you if you ain't gonna do me?
I mean, honestly, I mean, I never said that I would not have ever done it, or that I wouldn't. You know, I never said that at all. So, it just didn't happen to him
that night, right?
At all.
Yep, you're a muncher. You is a muncher.
No, I don't munch on male's booty holes. I don't munch on male booty holes, but I have done a whole lot of.
You can receive, but you can't. You can receive, but you can't give.
Depending on who you're talking about.
It shouldn't matter. I mean, if I was bold enough to do that, I would expect you to do it back.
If you was bold enough
just
to do that, you should be bold enough to say to kiss that person. If you can't kiss them, then I can't even be having this conversation with you because you're not even. You want to divorce some motherfucker the next day. I just don't understand.
Well, I mean, hey, if you did me, that'd be our last night together anyway. But still, though. I wouldn't want to return. Hey, that's just some shit. I just can't get with that shit. You know what I mean? It's nasty to me. I'm just being honest. It's nasty. I mean, people say there ain't nothing nasty in the bedroom, but I disagree with that. I can't do it.
What about
anal
sex?
I just can't do it. Well, I can do that.
So,
it doesn't involve my lips.
But
it
involves the same thing, though. A part of your body is going into somebody's anus.
Yeah, but I'm not tasting it. I'm not tasting it. I'm tasting my sweat.
But if she sucks your penis and then kiss you in the mouth, you is.
No, uh-uh. Afterwards? I'm not kissing
you
your ass after
that. You
don't know
what she did. You was drunk.
I ain't never that drunk.
Okay.
I am never drunk to where I can't remember what the fuck I did. I ain't never been drunk enough to eat nobody's ass. I can tell you that.
Okay.
I ain't never been that drunk. Ever.
Ever, ever, ever.
And if I get that drunk, you slap the shit out of me. For even mentioning it. I just can't do it. If I met a woman and that was her thing, we would not work. It's not going to last long. Because as soon as she bring it up, I'm gone. I don't do that.
What about you,
She's
Mitch?
Like, you know.
Have you ever had it happen to you, and would you ever do it?
I never did it. But I have had it happen. Like you said, it's a good thing. It's really a good thing. It's something different.
Y'all sound like twins. I had it happen,
I've never done it. Now, I did do something that kind of like pissed this person off, but I ain't going to get into that tonight. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Never mind. It's not right now. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Oh, that, it's too deep.
Oh, fuck,
it's too deep. Go ahead and give us a little sample.
I'm gonna bring
it
up too.
Okay.
No, you can wait till tomorrow. I'm gonna bring it up.
Okay.
And I'm gonna bring your ass in. I'm gonna stop the whole show until you say hello.
Okay.
You know what? I get off at 8:30, so it'll be a minute. I'll hop in.
Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna need a call.
You know,
what'd you do?
Man, I ain't gonna miss it.
Yeah,
what'd
make
you
sure you call in. Sin City Radio.
Always.
Yes.
They know I'll be on there. A lot of times I can't talk because I'll be at work, but I'm getting off this week all early, so that's what's up.
Now, what'd you do? What'd you do? So you did something sexually that pissed somebody off?
It didn't really piss that person off. I caught that person off guard. They didn't think that I would do that. So it was like, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. But I did do something. And that's what I say. When you,
shit,
when
I'm intrigued,
sex,
man.
No, when you haven't
sex, you got
sex,
me
you
thinking.
You don't
what can a
know.
Person do?
You be so much into it. You don't know what a woman would do to you. And you may enjoy it. Because so many men now.
What the fuck you doing?
Huh?
You raping? You choking out or something?
You said what?
You rape them or something?
No, come on, no.
You didn't take it, did you?
No.
Right. Choking? I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, like, what can a motherfucker do that could surprise me? And I can't think of nothing.
You can't think of nothing?
I can't think of nothing that a person can do sexually that would surprise me.
A bite
so
into part of your body,
okay.
And you wasn't expecting that bite or that scratch across the back or the pulling of the ears, nothing might surprise you at one point of time that you wasn't ready for?
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, just like you say, you don't do anything. So if your wife sucking your dick and even starts sucking your balls and she make a mistake and the tongue swipe across your ass, that would catch you off guard, right? Am I right or wrong?
See, we'd be getting divorced.
Yeah,
and
right.
Even if she did it on an accident.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That ain't no accident. You meant to do that shit. Nasty ass.
No.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So,
I mean,
catch you off guard. Am I right or wrong?
What'd you say, Mick?
That'll catch you off guard, right or wrong?
That would catch me off guard.
Just,
yes, it would.
Okay, so you're just in the sex thing right there. You're like, okay, it's over. It's not that easy. It's not. You're not going to, that's not going to happen.
No, I wouldn't.
But,
yeah, you're
okay,
right. You're absolutely correct. That would not happen. But now if she kept going, you know, accident is an accident, but, you know, if you keep going, I mean, I ain't going to tell you to stop, but.
Okay, so if you don't say stop, you enjoying it, motherfucker. So.
Yeah, but we're going to have a discussion
like
in the morning.
You enjoying it to me.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You be so caught up into your thing. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got time. Oh, no, well, fuck it, I'm pissed off now. You done made a mistake and make my. Really? That's not going to happen. I don't give a fuck who he is. Can't no man call this show and say, oh, no, I'm going to fucking bullshit.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. But we will
you don't
be
know.
Talking
you may
about
like
it in the morning.
You
yeah, maybe. I've never had it done, so I don't know.
You will like it, believe me.
This,
I ain't heard a motherfucker say they don't
like it. At
this point,
I never will, so.
I've never heard nobody say they don't either.
Thank you.
Well, I know somebody that walked from Gary to Hammond for it. You know the same person, Mick.
Are you serious?
That motherfucker walked from Gary to Hammond. I'm dead serious. Just for that.
Yeah, it's
that shit must be great. I mean, it must
so
be the best feeling in
would
the world.
You allow, would you allow her to put her finger up your while she giving you oral?
Are you out your motherfucking mind? No injury.
Now,
you gonna fuck around and get shot fucking with me.
I mean, you know, they say that's where the male G spot is at, right? You know.
And
yeah,
and
I heard
I'm
that same
talk
thing
about that
before.
And it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, and it
all
is.
Right, we can talk about that tomorrow.
But I'm just saying,
yes,
mother,
about
the, you put it out there already. So and that it is.
Yes.
If we have a
so
show
we,
tomorrow, because if my wife did that shit to me, I'm gonna be locked up.
Oh Lord! Ain't nobody got no bond for you either. So you go ahead and keep yourself together.
Well, my mama will get me out. My mama will get me out.
Come on,
she'll put up the house
and
whatever
here.
It takes.
Oh, okay, okay.
We'll give you something to talk about on the show. You got to come over here, Gary.
Well, it's
no, I'm serious though. That's going to be the topic for tomorrow night, the male's G spot.
Yes.
I'm going to post it in everything.
Okay.
And
see
I want
what
the fellas to call
talking
in,
about.
I want to see how many fellas going to sit there and actually lie. Oh, no, I don't play that.
Yes, it's a whole lot of things men say they don't do, but they do, like sucking toes. Oh, I ain't putting no woman's foot in my mouth. Oh, yeah, okay.
And
there's
a
lot of
y'all talking
they lie. They lie so much. Just like I said
earlier, that's
honey.
They're going to deny it on the show. But between him, that man and that woman, they know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my wife know the truth. That means one of us never lick nobody's ass. That means if she get on the show and lie, I'm going to fuck her ass up.
Well, boy.
He said if she get on the
show.
No,
I'm going to post it tomorrow, y'all. I'm going to post it on Facebook. So y'all make sure y'all share it when I post it. Because I think I'm both of y'all friends on Facebook. So when I post it, y'all post it to y'all, share it to y'all page so y'all friends can see it. You know, it should be a very interesting conversation. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We get enough people calling in on
it.
This should be a very interesting topic. I can't wait to hear some of the answers, to be honest with you. And I do agree. Motherfuckers gonna get on there and lie. I've sucked a toe before. I ain't ashamed to admit that shit. All right.
I'm glad you can be honest with us on one thing.
I mean, shit, that's just a toe, hey? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's totally different from licking somebody's ass. So ass and a toe are two totally different things.
Oh,
and we're gonna talk about that. Well, we ain't got no choice but to talk about that. Since y'all say a man's G spot is in his ass.
Yes, it is.
Well, mine ain't never been touched, so I don't know how I feel. I would love to experience it, but I wouldn't
well,
give
we
it.
Have
I would love to experience
for you
it
tomorrow. And
that's what I'm
talking
about.
We'll see who's gonna keep it 100 tomorrow. All
right. Right.
Who's
that's
gonna
what's
keep
up.
It 100 with us tomorrow?
You want to experience it for all
that's
of us?
I would love to experience it.
Okay.
Long as she know, I ain't got shit to say to her afterwards.
No,
just saying, she a complete stranger. I don't know her. I ain't never seen her a day in my life. All right, y'all. We went over, so.
All right. I enjoyed
don't.
All of this tonight, you guys. So I can't wait for tomorrow. Do you have anything that you would like to say, Mick?
Oh, yeah, but I enjoyed myself with you two guys tonight. And I'll be back tomorrow night. I get off at 8:30, so y'all give me a little time to. But I'll be there.
All right, all right.
You already know what the topic is, so. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
When you go to work, you make sure you give your friend, the side chick, the number so she can call. I got some questions for her.
Okay.
Make sure you
tell
her.
Oh, I will.
That's what's up. Butter?
Yes.
You've been calling the show for years.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't how we end the show. We end the show with, have any last words?
I know.
You have anything you would like to say? What the fuck is that? You got any last words?
That's no way.
My name ain't Cass or Father Time, feel me? And you said I had the run of the show. So I said, is there anything that you would like to say, Father Time, before we get off with the show?
Yeah, I got some last words. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Don't forget, tomorrow night, 8:30 Central Standard Time. Hit us up on GangsterVilleRadio.com. If you're on Apple, hit us up go to TuneIn, type in Gangsterville Radio, and the show will pop up for you like that, too. SinCityRadioShow.com, y'all. Every day, all day. Peace, love. Good night. God bless.
All right.
What you got?
Good night.
You got to end it.
All right, y'all. I enjoyed my first time on hosting the Sin City, and I'm looking forward to the future. Can't wait till tomorrow. Please hit us up on Sin City. Look for y'all summer tees, Sin City t-shirts. Enjoy. Good night. God bless.
All right, y'all. Tomorrow. Peace. We out. Good night. God bless.